everyone, and welcome to Our Point of View, a podcast made specially for parents who want to learn how to build stronger and better relationships with their children by hearing the things we youth wish our parents knew. So without further ado, let's get right into today's episode. Welcome, everyone, to the first official episode of Our Point of View. I am so excited to have you all here with me today. It's a big day. It's a great day. It's the first official episode, and it's also the first Saturday of September. I think time has been flying by ever since this whole pandemic started, and we're almost done with the year. I feel like New Year's just happened, but hopefully maybe you feel the same way. But I don't want to stall any longer, guys. I want to just dive into today's topic. Today, we are going to be talking all about parental pressure slash the unnecessary pressure that parents tend to put on their children. I feel like this is going to be a deep one, guys. But before we dive right into it, I want to first introduce to you my special guest of the hour. Please help me welcome my longtime friend. She is a soccer pro, a shopper at heart, a fitness star, and a rising junior in high school, my friend, Maddie. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I am so excited to have you. I feel like high school has honestly been great for us. Now we're back together in the same advisory even, guys, and it's just great to see her.
Yeah, especially going in person to school sometimes. Like, COVID's definitely thrown me off, but it's definitely getting better.
That's great. I'm so excited to have you. So Maddie, let's get right into today's topic. As you all know, we are talking all about parental pressure. But before we really dive into it and get into all the nitty gritty, I first want to define what parental pressure is. So according to female.com.au, parent pressure is, quote, when a parent puts too much strain on their child to force them to exceed. I feel like that definition is kind of deep, and really might even get our wheels turning a little bit into, are you a parent that is pressuring your child? But Maddie, do you feel like this definition sums it all up into one? Is there anything you would add to it or take away from it?
No, I feel like it's a really good definition. I feel like for me, it's a lot of like pushing towards goals that sometimes may seem unrealistic to me, or I don't want to reach those goals, but my parents really think it's something that I want. So yeah, I think it was pretty good, minus that part I'd add.
Yeah, I definitely feel you. I think personally, I would not consider myself someone who is constantly being pressured by their parents, unless you consider being pressured to be more organized or more involved in academics, which I think is completely understandable. I would not really consider myself, and I'm honestly blessed and lucky to say this, to not be someone that is subjected to that. As someone that feels as if they are being constantly pressured by their parents, in what ways do you feel like you are being pressured for those parents out there that may not even recognize and know that they are pressuring their children?
I feel a lot of pressure to succeed at everything I'm doing, to be perfect, to always get that good grade, always score that goal in soccer, always help out around the house, even when I'm so emotionally drained all the time and just kind of want to lay in bed.
Yeah, I think this topic is not only something that you're facing, Maddie, but I think it's something that a bunch of other teenagers and youth out there are also dealing with on a day-to-day basis. I don't think parents maybe always recognize these pressures that they are putting on to their children and how it may affect us. I know for me personally, when my parents are pressuring me at those times, I feel just like, ugh, I'm trying, you know, one of those sort of feelings. Like, I feel like I'm trying to do what they're pressuring me to do, but at the same time, I think I can't add more to what I'm already doing and putting towards that goal that they're trying to get me to achieve. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you feel these pressures are affecting you, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, whether it's emotionally? How are these pressures affecting you?
I really think like being pressured to do something totally takes like the joy out of doing it. If my parents like tell me to do the dishes or cook a meal, and I was already gonna like bake something or be nice and help out around the house, it just makes it so much more dreadful, because them asking me to do it makes it seem like a chore, seem like just they want me to do it, and it gets rid of the motivation that I have for myself. It's really mentally draining for me. And then my parents don't always understand the pressure they're putting on me and like the drain and toll it has on me. So I end up becoming like physically exhausted just doing all this stuff for them. And it just feels constant.
100%. I definitely see how it can be not only mentally, but also emotionally draining. And just like you said, I think there's a bunch of other youth out there that are facing and dealing with the same issue. I think that feeling these pressures makes you lose your motivation, not only to do what your parents want you to do, but to do the things that you personally want to do as well. Would you feel like that the pressure that they're putting on you affects the things that you personally want to do for yourself, whether it's soccer, whether it's doing your fitness? Do you think like their pressures are affecting you in those sort of ways as well?
Oh yeah, totally. Like when I do too many things that drain my energy that I don't want to do, and then I have something like soccer or I'm going to go lift, I don't want to do it anymore because I'm already so exhausted, like not only physically, but like mentally and emotionally, that I don't have like the ability to go do it at my full potential, which really sucks because I'd rather be putting my time and hard work into playing soccer or getting better at math or something like that, other than putting all my, I don't know, like drive and focus into the dishes or vacuuming or taking care of a pet or something like that.
Yeah, 100%. And like, as you're saying this is making me think, do parents even recognize and realize that they are doing these things? Is there a lack of communication that is happening between parent and child that is preventing parents from understanding, oh, wait, I'm adding so much pressure onto my child's life on top of their schoolwork, on top of their extracurriculars, on top of just their own mental health and life? Do you think parents are realizing that they are doing this?
Yeah, I think with help from me, my parents have kind of realized like, oh no, like sometimes we overwhelm her asking her to do things when she's already done. So I think, I don't know, I help my parents by like pointing it out to them, being like, hey, I can't do anything else. My battery's run out. I'm sorry. And I think like they don't realize it until I tell them. So I feel it's really important, those conversations that I have with them where I'm like, these are my goals. This is what I want to focus on. Like, you want me to cook dinner, but I need to get to soccer practice. I'm not going to be late to soccer because you have something and you can't cook. I need to go. I need to get my goals in line before I do other things, because this is what's really important to me, even if it's not super duper important to you.
Yeah, I feel you. I think you said something really important there, which was communication, and communicating that to your parents, communicating the fact that there are other things that I need to do and I have to do, not only for you, but for me as well. And I think communication is something that I feel many parents don't really have with their children. You know, I think many children lack the communication with their parents and feel as if they can't easily communicate with their parents because their parents maybe are not approachable, or they're scared their parents may judge them, you know? So how did you get to the point where you felt you could communicate those feelings and opinions to your parents?
Well, I'm still really working on it, because I used to be so afraid of asking my mom for something, because what if I'm not allowed to do it? Like, you need to go, I want to hang out with a friend. Like, I was scared to ask her. I would approach her and like, really wrong ways. And I think it's just something that I got better with over time. I learned better ways to approach my parents, the right time to approach my parents. Like if they're having a bad day, I usually hold off on asking for things or telling them something that might bring their mood down. So it really took a lot of trial and error for me to get these conversations going with my parents, whether it be about the simplest things like, oh, I broke this, or we ran out of chocolate chips in the house and we need to go get more, or something, even stuff like that. It not even taking into consideration, like, I'm emotionally drained. I'm sorry. Hanging out with the family right now is something I'm unable to do. I need to go have alone time and kind of regroup myself.
Yeah, of course. I think on to that communication with your parents. For me, I think for a while I've been able to have that connection with my parents where I feel like I could go to them and approach them. And I would never really be able to explain how I got to that point other than, I guess, just being open about so many things that I feel like even my friends wouldn't even be open to having these sort of conversations I have with my parents with their own. And I think that's why, just like you, I'm able to now go and approach them with these sort of issues, even though I have yet to really come to them on this pressure sort of situation. Other issues I've had or other things I wanted to go to them about, I feel comfortable going to them. But I think something, you know, that does take time, I guess, to learn is how can I approach them when it's something I want, when it's not the right time, you know, like something might be under stress, but you need something. Do you feel like the pressure, oh, I need to put my own wants and needs, you know, kind of behind me so they can deal with that, even if it's important? Like, how do you deal with that?
Well, I'm really fortunate that I've also had help with like a therapist to do all this stuff. I can talk to her whenever I need, and it's really helped me. But I kind of just, even with the help from my whole entire life, managing other people's emotions.
Repeat what you just said. You glitched out.
What did you last year?
Just repeat what you just said after therapist.
I
start in five.
Yeah, I just feel like even after the help of her, I really have to be open and aware that I can't go about my life managing my parents' emotions, my friends' emotions, my siblings' emotions, because when it comes down to it, I need to make sure that I am doing what is important to me and what will get me successful in life. Because if I'm worried about other people when I'm suffering, I'm not going to be able to help them because I'm suffering myself. I can't suffer and give someone something I don't have. So I really got to just think to myself and be like, okay, they're not having the best day and I really need to do this. Even if I don't want to, I need to kind of suck it up and be just courteous of my own self before I even start thinking about my parents' emotions and putting those into the mixing bowl.
Yeah, 100%. You actually just said something there, a therapist. I think that was something I definitely caught from what you just said. Do you feel like your therapist has really had an effect on your mental health and how you dealt with this pressure from your parents?
Oh yeah, totally. I've been going to therapy since I was like, I'm 16 now, since I was like 8. So I got like a therapist because my parents went through like a really messy divorce and it was like court ordered. So I've had a therapist for a while, but I just started recently going to a different therapist and she's totally changed my perspective on so many things. I text her all the time. We're good friends. I'm totally comfortable like opening up to her. And I just feel like she's been so helpful in so many different aspects of my life. She's not just helped with my mental health. She's helped with me solve issues that are totally unrelated to her. I mean, I send her memes. We have this like great relationship where I kind of go to her office once a week with like a bag of barbecue chips and sit down and we talk about life. And no matter what, I know that she's there to help me and she has my best interest at heart.
I love that. I think therapists are definitely so helpful, but I feel like people put attach such a negative connotation to therapists in today's world. And I feel like that's so terrible because I think even people that may not even have mental health issues go to therapists just as like a way to vent and let all of the pressure off of them. And I think so many parents even think, oh, a therapist, I don't want to send my child to that, even though their child really needs it, you know? But I feel like that's a whole other conversation that I don't want to even get into today. But I want to add on to part of the ways that parental pressure has affected you. Would you feel as if these pressures have grown you apart from your parents?
Yeah, a lot of times I go through these like phases where I have so much pressure on me that they don't even realize they're putting on me, and I don't realize I'm putting on myself to be this perfectionist, to do everything correctly, to just be the best. And it is so draining and so exhausting that I don't really have the time of day to work on my relationships with my parents if I want to keep up this high standard of life that I'm, and they're pressuring me kind of into doing. So it definitely hurts my relationship with them when they're putting pressure on me, I'm putting pressure on myself, and then I don't have the energy to maintain these relationships.
Oh, wow. And I feel like that's so, so sad to hear. Whenever I hear any of my friends or just people in general that feel as if they're growing apart from their parents, let alone their family, it hurts me, because I think having that support system from your parents is something that's so important. And to know that whether it's parental pressure or just something else, family issues, parent issues, whatever it may be, is separating them from each other, I think it's so important to gain that connection back. Do you feel as if, as time has gone on, that you've been able to get closer to them again?
Oh yeah, definitely. I had a huge, I don't even know what to call it. My parents and I were in massive arguments back in like January, February. It was horrendous, miserable. None of us liked it. But I feel like ever since then, we've really grown back together. We hang out all the time. Like, I'll sit in my mom's room and just talk to her about life. Whenever I need something, I know I can call her. Like, she was at the beach and I was kind of going through a tough breakup, and I called her and she's like, helped me calm down. And she's like, you can go get ice cream, go talk to your brother. Is there anything you need? Do you want me to come home? Even though she was on a trip with her friends at the beach, she was totally willing to just get up and come right to my aid whenever I needed it. So it felt really, really nice to know that I have her total support no matter what.
Wow. I love how you said that your mom was like willing to do all these, make these sacrifices for. And I think when I think of a perfect definition of what a parent is and should be doing, I think support system is definitely one of them. So what advice would you give to those parents who feel as if they've been growing apart from their child, how to get that conversation started? You know, I think whether it's the parental pressure that has caused them to grow away from their children, and let's say parents are now realizing, okay, wait, maybe my child is growing apart from me because I'm putting too much pressure on them. How can they get that conversation started with their child that's saying, okay, wait, I realize I'm putting and adding a lot of unnecessary pressure onto your life, despite you having school, despite you having extracurriculars, despite you having just your own life, that whether it's friendship, relationships, whatever it may be, how can you get them to start that conversation? How do you have that sit down conversation with your parents that says, mom, dad, I feel like you're putting too much pressure on me. How do you get to that conversation? You know?
Well, I feel like it's really important for me to sit down with my parents. I do it like every few months, and we just go over my goals. Like, it doesn't need to be huge things, but they want to make sure that when they're putting the right amount of pressure on me, or they're trying to motivate me, they're motivating me to do the right things. Because it used to be a huge issue where they were doing things and motivating me and pressuring me into doing things that they thought were the best for me, but it's not really what I wanted. And I was too afraid to tell them. So being really open and honest about my goals and how I think I need to achieve them and how they think I should go about achieving my goals, that was really important for all of us, just to start a conversation going, to be open and more vulnerable. And they definitely are very non-judgmental about anything. If I change my ideas, they are willing to support me 100%. And I think that's a really big piece of it. Just knowing that they were a teenager once too, and maybe they were feeling like this, and it would have really helped if they had a parental support system to really go through this stuff with.
That's awesome. I love that goal, like setting your goals with them or sharing your goals, I guess, more rather with your parents. I think that's awesome. It definitely helps build that connection that maybe some families are lacking as well with their child. I feel like for me, when it comes to just making sure that we're all on the same page and there's like no beef, gap, drama, whatever it may be between us, it's just for me, at least I just try to just have those moments where we just have like either my mom and I have our girl talk or my dad and I have our dad and daughter talk, whatever it may be, just to make sure that we're always on the same page, share my struggles. If they're doing something that I may not be a big fan of, say, mom, I don't really like that, or this, just having those sit down conversations with your parents. I definitely want to start adding the goal part. I think that's super awesome and interesting. I know they know like my big life goals, but maybe separating them down to my mini goals as well. I also wanted to share some of the facts I found, and like I researched it when it came to parental pressure. How is it really affecting their children? Obviously, Maddie, you have shared with us how it's affected you. And I also kind of briefly talked about how it's affected me. Not really, it doesn't affect me that much because it doesn't tend to happen that often, but when it has, just a little frustrating. But I also researched it, and according to Reader Digest Canada, parental pressure can cause more harm than it can cause good, which honestly, it kind of made more sense to me. But I feel like coming from a parent, even though I'm not a parent, if I'm putting myself in their shoes, I can only assume that they are doing these pressures, A, not on purpose. You know, they're not intending to really pressure their child negatively, but also because they just want their child to be the best they can be. But I don't think parents maybe are recognizing it all the time. But anyways, according to this article, they said there are 5 reasons why it's more harmful to your child than good. And these 5 reasons were: 1, it can affect a child's natural development. 2, having these extremely high standards can hold your child back. 3, it can shake their child's confidence. 4, it devalues effort. And 5, it can also be hard on parents as well. That last one kind of, I don't know, parents, how do you feel about that? Do you think that maybe putting this pressure is also stressful to you? I know Maddie and I aren't really parents here. Maybe I think we both want to be moms, hopefully in the future. I know I do. Maddie, do you?
Yeah,
do you?
I totally do.
I definitely want to have kids, maybe 3. That's actually the max I really want, but you never know. Do you feel like it's hard on you parents to put this pressure on your children? And Maddie, do you agree with these 5 ways it's harmful to the child more than it is good?
Oh yeah, totally. If I'm putting effort in somewhere, no matter where it is, I want it to be recognized and I want it to be celebrated, because if I'm putting effort into anything, it's draining me no matter what. So just having them recognize that I'm really trying feels really good and validating.
Love that. I definitely feel like being validated by your parents is super, super important, and feeling wanted and appreciated despite what they may want for you. And that actually leads me to my next thing I wanted to share, which was what parents can do instead of being too pressuring, if that's like even the way to say it, to your child. I found on the Jakarta Post that the title of the article was, there's a fine line between caring for your child and caring too much about your child. And the caring too much I really took into my head as pressuring your child. You know, caring too much, you care so much about them that you're pressuring them to do what you want them to do. You're pressuring them to do things that they may never even think about doing, you know, versus caring, which is just like catering to them, doing what I guess a parent should be doing to their child. And the 3 things this article said was that, 1, introspection. So making sure that the conversations you're having with your children aren't just one-sided, making it so your child also feels okay to share their opinions as well. It's not just a one-sided conversation, but your child can disagree with you. Like, you want your child to go do this, you're pressuring them to go be a lawyer. Let your child step in and, you know, share their opinions as well. 2, encouragement, encouraging your child to do what they want to do. And 4, interaction, interacting with your children. Maddie, do you feel like those 3 things, if parents started doing that more, so instead of caring too much about their child, but just caring, do you think those 3 things would really help parents stop A, putting too much pressure on their children, and B, maybe even fix that gap when it comes to putting so much unnecessary pressure on their child?
Oh yeah, totally. Like at the level of soccer that I'm playing, I see parents all the time, like trying to live through their children, live out their dreams that they were never able to do. And it sucks. I mean, I know I wouldn't want to be forced into doing something I would never want to do. Like some of those kids might not want to even be playing soccer, but their parents want them to, so they are. I just feel like that's never a good thing. It's like a recipe for disaster.
100%. I definitely feel like introspection was definitely one of the bigger ones I thought of. When you, as a parent, or me, let me just speak from a child's point of view. When I have those conversations with my parents, I think it's so amazing when my mom, for example, my mom and I might get into a discussion about, I don't know, whatever it may be. Let's just say it's dishes, you know, because I tend to have a problem consistently staying on top of the dishes. She'll not only share her opinion, but she'll always be like, what's your side? Even though at times that low-key frustrates me in the moment, now thinking about it, at least she's giving me the opportunity to also share my side versus her just forcing and pressuring me, go do the dishes, go do the dishes, go do the dishes. She's at least giving me the opportunity to share my side and share my opinions in regards to the topic. And like you said, Maddie, as well, encouragement, whether it's encouraging me to do what I want to do instead of encouraging me to do what they want me to do, you know, encouraging me to maybe go down their path, which luckily they're not doing. So great for that. But, you know, I think definitely there are teens out there and youth out there that feel as if their parents are encouraging them, but encouraging them to do the wrong things, the things that they don't want to do. Just like you said, I think it's terrible and it sucks when parents are forcing their children and pressuring their children to do things that they don't want to do at all. Maddie, how about the interaction? I feel like neither of us really talked about that. Do you think like the interaction part of, you know, that fine line between caring too much and caring plays a large part into it at all?
Yeah, I think it definitely plays a part. Like when I need to be close to my parents or I need a support system, or I just want to interact with them in general, it is really difficult if we're not seeing eye to eye to enjoy our time together, because there's always this elephant in the room. There's this tension that no one addresses that makes it so unenjoyable. So I feel like definitely when you're on the same page, when everything is good, that interaction piece is just so much better.
Yeah, I totally agree. Making sure that y'all are hearing each other's sides, you know, talking and having these needed conversations, 100%. Now I kind of want to flip our whole topic for a second. We've been talking about like how parents can fix these situations, but I also, when thinking about this article and this topic, I was thinking, yeah, we children feel as if our parents are putting pressure on us, but parents also are getting pressure put on them. I actually had this conversation with one of my friends. She's definitely way older than me. I consider her more of a sister figure now. But we were talking about how parents feel the pressure not only from society, you know, the society puts the pressure on the parents. Oh, you need to do this as a parent. If you don't do this as a parent, you're a terrible parent. If you don't do that, you're a terrible parent. Oh, you should be doing this for your kids, this and that, this and that. But how about their parents' parents, you know, like there's so many pressures I feel like us youth don't even realize are put on parents that maybe that is the reason why they're putting this pressure on us. Would you agree, disagree? What are your thoughts?
Oh yeah, I definitely see it with like my grandmother and my mom. They're always talking about how my grandmother's like, you say yes to your kids too much. You need to say no to them more. And my mom's like, that's like, not how I parent. It's not that I always say yes, but I want my children to have all of the opportunities that they can have. So she tries to present us with these opportunities. And my grandmother's like, you need to say more no, set more boundaries, because that's how my grandmother raised my mom. And my mom always says, I want you to live a better life than I did. I want you to have these opportunities to do things that I wasn't able to do. So I definitely feel like that our parents are getting pressure from their parents to do things and parent in the styles that they were parented in, but it's not what they want for their kids because they already had to live through it.
I definitely agree. I think my mom said sort of the similar thing, how her parents felt as if they should discipline us more. I think my parents are not as strict as their parents were with them. And I think part of it is just because it's a whole different time period. And I'm low-key happy my parents aren't disciplining us the same way their parents disciplined them, because I feel like back in y'all's day and age, parents, your parents is really, your parents are way more harsh, I feel like, than a lot of you all are today. And I think I can speak on behalf of all of us youth that we appreciate it. Honestly, if I was disciplined the same way some of you all were disciplined, I'd be kind of scared. But I guess that also can kind of be a negative thing at times, depending on the child and depending on the parent. But I definitely feel like parents receive so much pressure, and it really did just have me thinking maybe that pressure they feel, you know, the pressure to please their parents, they feel the same. Like they feel as if they have to put the pressure on us as well, because maybe their parents did it to them. Or maybe it's society, like I mentioned earlier, society's pressures on parents are forcing them to put these pressures on us as well. I think that's just something that a lot of us youth never really think about. It wasn't until Maddie, we actually came up with this topic, that I was thinking, wait a second. Parents also definitely feel pressure as well. At first, I was thinking maybe us youth, you know, pressure them. But then after talking to my sister figure, you know, we came to the conclusion that it's society, because she's also a mom. So that just really was something that had me really thinking. And I guess parents, if you agree with this, like, why do you think your parents pressured you? Do you think it's the same reason why you're pressuring us, you know? And I just think it's just very interesting, very interesting. Maddie, I have another question for you, actually. Do you feel like the pressure that society and our parents put on them is more than what we feel they're putting on us?
I feel like at times it definitely is, but at other times it's not. It's always fluctuating, because it just depends on how it's normally that my mom gets pressure from my grandmother, and it really just depends on how their relationship's going, what's going on. That sometimes I'm getting a lot of pressure from my mother to do things, but my grandmother's kind of out of the situation. But I feel like on certain topics that my grandmother feels really strong about, the pressure is so obvious. It's so there, it's present, and you can tell that it's not all the time, it's not what my mom wants to do, but she feels almost forced to do something. So I definitely feel like that pressure can be greater than the pressure that they're putting on us at times. Yeah.
And then honestly, like you saying that also just has me thinking as well, maybe the ways that we feel we're affected by the pressure they put on us is the same things they feel. You know how earlier you were mentioning how it mentally drains you, like you feel like you can't do the things you want to do because your parents are putting this pressure on you. Maybe parents also feel the same. Like, maybe that's why your mom needed the vacation. You know, you never know. Like, society's putting the pressure on her, or your mom's mom putting the pressure on her. Same for like other parents out there, you know, the pressure that society and their parents are putting on them may be causing them to mentally drain out as well. And I think it's just super important to recognize that there's always two sides to every single story. You know, us teens, us youth feel it, but maybe they also feel it as well. And just like recognizing that kind of makes me think about this whole pressure thing from a different perspective, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely not coming from nowhere. They're not pressuring us because nothing. There's always pressure coming from somewhere that's feeding into what they're doing. So it's definitely, they're not to blame. Nobody's to blame. It's everyone.
Yeah. Well, Maddie, before we close up today, I want to ask you one last question. A question to just sum up every single thing that we talked about today. I'll give you like a little bit of time to also think about it. But the question I want to end with today is, what one thing or what message would you want to send and share with parents that are listening to the podcast today? What advice or message would you give to these parents that are spreading unnecessary pressure on their children?
I mean, communication is key. Three words that I feel like speak volumes. It just shows that we need to communicate with our parents. Our parents need to be more open to communicate non-judgmentally with us, because sometimes that's my issue. I feel like my parents are judging me because of what I'm saying, so I don't want to share it with them. But it always boils down to, when you communicate, your relationship is always going to be better. So if you get that communication there and you get it going, the rest is just going to follow.
I love that. Communication is key, guys. And that's with any and everything, whether it's with your child, whether it's with a coworker, anything. Obviously, I'm not an adult, so I probably can't say that, but I really would agree with the fact that communication is key to any and everything, for any and everything to run smoothly as well. But I want to say thank you so much, Maddie, for joining me today. Thank you, parents, for listening to today's episode. It was such an honor to have you on here with me, Maddie. Hopefully, we can do another episode together in the future. Hopefully, parents, you enjoyed today's episode. And don't forget to tune in another. I just want to say thank you so much, Maddie. I just messed up again.
Pause so I can say something.
Yeah, I will. Yes, Maddie, I definitely agree. Communication is key, whether it's with your child, your parents, a family member, a friend. Communication is key to everything and anything, even for just anything to run smoothly at all, you know? But thank you so much, Maddie, for joining me today. It was awesome having you. So happy you're here for the first episode. That's so much fun.
I know. Thank you so much for having me. I hope to do more of these in the future. It's honestly so fun.
I love that. I love recording these episodes. It's a great way, I think, to just share these and have these conversations that most parents aren't having with their children, you know? Parents, I hope you enjoyed today's episode as well. Don't forget to follow us on the social media accounts at Our POV Pod. Don't forget to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to it on. Don't forget to leave a review. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. And don't forget to tune into the next episode coming in another week. Oh, wait, I messed that up. Don't forget to tune in to our next episode either. See you guys. Bye.